You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What year is that?
2021.
Wow. We are in the future, y'all.
What's going on, everybody? Say hi.
Hello.
As you come in, drop a little hello, a
drop
little heart,
some comments.
A little emoji, say hello. Let us know how you're doing. We are actually going to do a podcast with you
live.
While you're on here.
What?
Live, we are recording this. This is our first podcast for 2021. So we're really excited to have you guys join us. And as you pop in,
if you have any questions, let us know in the comments below and we will answer it to the best of our ability.
Yeah. So here we go.
All right.
Hey, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are
the Broadway Husbands.
We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
And don't forget to check out the Broadway Podcast Network. We are proud to be members of BPN. You can see all of their amazing Broadway-themed podcasts at bpn.fm/husbands. And also, we have two new designs coming out.
Yes, we do.
This month for Broadway Life Apparel.
So yeah, go get them.
Yeah. I'm really excited about, we've now, for 3 months now, been able to release two new designs every month for Broadway Life Apparel. And just for those of you that are listening to the podcast right now, we're recording this live on Instagram.
I don't know where
they are. Steven can't find them.
I just saw them and now I can't find them. There was one literally right here.
Typical.
I don't see it.
So anyway, we have two new designs. One is actually, just sit down, it's fine. One is a shirt that celebrates Broadway cast recordings. You have to go check it out. And the other is, do you remember what the other one is?
No.
It's all about how in 2021, we're all doing Zoomsicles online. So it's called Zoomsical,
the musical.
Check it out at broadwaylifeapparel.com. My back is going to kill me if I sit like this the whole time.
Yeah, we got to sit back.
Okay. All right. So we thought we'd do a little check-in. Last year, this time for our first podcast episode of 2020, which I feel like it's like the year that should not be named.
We did a New Year's resolution episode where we talked about goals and hopes and dreams.
I feel like I'm afraid to do that again.
Yeah.
Because if we do that again, it's like we did it last year and then none of that was actually possible because of everything that happened.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what, I feel like we did pretty well compared to
considering
what was happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were taken care of and things continue to move forward, sometimes slowly and sometimes quickly.
But we're going to talk about not so much goals, but more intentions. Let's say our intentions for 2021.
Our intentions and like things that we would like to do more of personally, and maybe we would like to see each other do more of or less of.
Ooh.
In 2021. And maybe kind of talk about things that we did well in 2020 personally. It's like giving each other a hug at a certain time of the day or listening really well, like something that we thought we did well to help the other person throughout this crazy time.
And really, we hope this will inspire you to maybe take a little inventory, look at what worked for you last year, what didn't work, and see if you can set some intentions for yourself and maybe for your relationship. So we'll start with the first thing that I really would like us to do. We've talked about this is we're going to set the intention to twice a month, sit down, just the two of us. We got this inspiration from our friend Brock Johnson. If you don't know Brock, he's awesome. And his girlfriend, or now fiance, Taylor, to just kind of do an inventory and ask some questions to each other. So we
intentionally sit down and have a conversation with each other about our relationship, or, you know, if you're going to do this, about your relationship, and really talk about what's actually going on for you and what's going on for the relationship.
So I hope we can do this every 2 weeks. It's something we don't really do because we just kind of go. And part of it, I hope, will be financial too, where we can actually look at our money, because we don't really do that either. When we do that, we feel so much better.
Yeah.
Like every time we sit down and do our numbers and talk about money, as uncomfortable as it is, we always feel better afterwards. And I think 2021 for me, the word for me for this year is abundance. So I've learned that if you don't talk about it and measure things, it's going to be really hard to like build on it. Some of the things that Brock and his fiance Taylor do is they ask questions like, what do you want more of in the next 2 weeks? Do you want to sleep more? Do you want to work out? Do you need more alone time? Like, what is, you know, so that's one thing you can ask each other.
So why don't we start there? So what's one thing, or what do you want to want more of in the next 2 weeks, Brett?
Well, I mean, I started working out.
Okay.
My big intention starting tomorrow is nutrition, or Monday.
Oh yeah, because today is Saturday.
I'm giving myself one more day.
What is today?
Is to start eating better. So I'm going to do a 10-day cleanse. So I really think the next 2 weeks is going to be all about food for me and trying to clean up my diet. And so the cleanse is like, I have a coach now. Her name is Talita. Shout out Talita.
Yeah, Talita.
She's helping me maybe even go plant-based in the new year, which is a big goal of mine. Because I'm running a half marathon.
What is the date?
March 6th or something like that. Mm-hmm. What do you want more of in the next 2 weeks, Stephen?
So in the next 2 weeks, listen up. No, I actually started doing a workout program last week. I worked out 5 days out of 7, which is good. And I think that this week is another 5 days of working out. So I need to intentionally do that. It is difficult. I mean, it's hard to,
what's it called again?
It's called Athlene X through Jeff Cavalieri. He's like a YouTube, Instagram. He has millions of followers. He's awesome. He's super inspiring. His body is fucking sick. I just swore. I'm sorry. So I always like looked at his stuff to figure out what I want to do. And I finally purchased a program and I'm doing it. So I need to, I really want to focus on that. I mean, I too should focus on my diet, even though like, it's so hard for me to commit to do that. So I will gently look into being better about my diet. But I do need to make more time to work out. I also need time to make time where I actually dance. I have really not been dancing at all. So I really, besides teaching and,
I'm going to hold you to that.
The workout
part is easy for you, I think.
It is?
Yeah. Like, but getting me to dance, I've noticed you haven't been doing that.
I know, it's really bad. So I need to like give myself class.
I'm going to help motivate that.
So I need to do that.
So what is that? You just leave a little early before you go to work. So you have studio?
Yeah. But then it's like hard because what happens is then I get there and I'll like just sit there and I don't
do anything. Well, snap to it.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely need to do that.
What do you want? Okay. So you mentioned those. You actually said two things.
Oh, okay.
So what do you want less of in the next 2 weeks?
Less of? Less food? Yeah. I want less food.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, Suf's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I want less stress. I feel like I'm always stressed out. I would like to, it's hard because I'm doing so many things. So I just get a little overwhelmed. So I think I need less, I just need less pressure. Like as many things that can be taken off my shoulders as possible, the better.
So what can I do to help?
I don't know. You can use your instincts. Just notice as things come along, if I'm overwhelmed, you can check in. Are you feeling overwhelmed? What can I do?
Okay. All right. I will try my best.
Yeah, let's try that. That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Would you like to have a planned date adventure in the next 2 weeks?
Yes. I would love to have a planned date / adventure in the next 2 weeks.
What would that be?
There's got to be places that we've written down that we haven't gone to yet.
Totally.
Like, the first thing that comes to my mind is we haven't been to the space station.
NASA. Yeah, we should totally do that.
I don't know if that's something we can do in the next 2 weeks or not.
We could. I'm sure.
Are they open on Sundays?
Probably.
Okay. So maybe that. Or what else?
Well, we're going to Fayetteville.
We're going to Fayetteville in 2 weeks.
We're going to Arkansas. I'm singing in my show there. So that'll be an adventure.
Well, let's be honest. It'll be a lot of work for you, and I'll be calming you down.
If anyone's ever done a solo show, it's nerve-wracking. It's pretty intense. And especially with COVID, I'm just super nervous about it. Okay. Is there anything that's still on your mind that you'd like to talk about from the last 2 weeks?
Nothing like major comes up. I think the things that I want to talk about are things that like are still on our list to do. Like we need to return some things that like Christmas gifts that need to be returned or exchanged. We need to finish doing stuff with the car that we're doing. And some insurance thing. So like I need to get those three things done. Is there anything that you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I think we're in a good place. I think when we're done with our podcast, we should look at our schedule because there's definitely like things that we have to do together that we need to make sure we have our schedule clear. Because
yeah, we've gotten a little off.
We pretty much just like,
the past 2 weeks have been...
We tried to take a holiday, okay, y'all?
We definitely took a holiday.
Take a break.
We took a big break.
But anyway, I like this idea. So this is our first, and you guys are hearing it live, our first check-in for the next 2 weeks, and we're going to try to do this every 2 weeks. Although we are also going to try to do a live recording of the podcast at the first of every month. And that will be our episode a month will be live recorded here on Instagram Live. So you're always welcome to join us, ask any questions you guys might have down below and we will answer them. We're getting some great suggestions.
Megan Lockhart, she's just here to compliment your sweatshirt.
Yeah, she would like this. It's a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt that I love. I can't stop wearing it. Some people are suggesting.
I even wore it the other day. I don't know if you knew that.
No,
I did.
No, I
did. I wore it.
How dare you? Port Bolivar, that's down by Beaumont. Somebody was saying we should go there.
All right.
And that NASA is great. You should do that. So we will. We will. We will. Okay. So talk about what your intentions are this year in 2021, Stephen.
Oh, boy. So I think my main intention, you know, just like internally, like as a human being, is to be confident. And like, I don't mean just like be confident, like walking around or hold my head up straight or whatever, but just be, yeah, confident. I don't even know how to, sure, like more confident slash sure of decisions that I make, and trust that my feeling, my internal Stephen feeling, my gut feeling, is typically like a good barometer to feel out. And if it feels right, it's I'm making the right decision, you know, and just to kind of trust my intuition a little bit and not be so torn about just the simplest things. I mean, I feel like for like a long time, I want to say for like the past 5, maybe 10 years, I've been like really constantly like having this internal battle of like feeling like I should be doing things and not doing things and just feeling like unsure. Sounds like a commercial, but anyways, I feel like I'm finally in this place of feeling just a little bit more confident and clear on who I am and what I want, and just like kind of listening to my gut a little bit more and just going with that. Did I answer the question?
I mean, kind of. It feels a little vague.
Ew.
Just being honest. You want to be confident, but for what? What is that going to do for you?
It's going to allow me not to to be in my head so much.
But why? Like, what do you want? What do you want? What is not being in your head and being confident actually going to give you?
Less stress, less anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like you're challenging me.
No, I'm just trying to dig a little deeper.
I feel like you're challenging me.
That's what I'm here for. You wouldn't marry me.
Okay, so what is your intention then? Because maybe I'm thinking it's the wrong thing.
Well, like I said, my word for the year is abundance.
Abundance. Right? Okay, well that's super vague too.
So the way I'm going to achieve abundance is I've set a goal for my business.
Right.
I want to reach a certain number in my coaching business.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a certain amount of people on my email list and part of my community there.
Okay.
Right. So I have specific numbers for that. Mr. Vague. And
well, that's what he said to me.
But abundance for me is also like, we're going to grow our family.
Yeah.
And I want to have a sense of like, we have a home where it feels like there's space and we're not like, I feel like part of the issue right now for me, the stress and like the anxiety is that I don't have a space where I can just like work for a concerted, like a solid amount of time that's mine. Like there's always like, I have to move to another space and then we got to clear the furniture and then I got to go in the bedroom. And then, you know what I mean? And that's super challenging for me because I'm like way too ADHD. So it takes me forever to get in a zone when it comes to work. And then, you know, it takes nothing for me to get out of the zone. Like it just takes like one little thing. I'm like, boop, you know, so I need space. And so I'm hoping that part of the abundance for 2021, for me, my intention is that I can build my business to a place or make enough income that we can get a little bit more space.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, and I think like when you say intention, like I don't want to just be like naming off things that I want. There are certain things that I want to happen in 2021, but I don't feel like I need to like say those things out loud because,
okay.
Because like ultimately, like no matter what I get or don't get or what happens or doesn't happen, if I don't feel good about it, like on the inside, like it means absolutely nothing.
And yeah, like, but I just want to know, like, what do you want to do? Like, because right now you're teaching. So you want to keep teaching, get more students. Do you want more private students? Like, I don't know. Like when you say confidence, I don't know that you want to be acting more. Do you want to be choreographing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not clear on what it is you want to do.
Because I want to do like so many things.
So what are they?
Okay. Well, I still want to teach. I would love more private clients. I want to act again, please. yes. Yeah, you know what? I would like to choreograph. Yeah, I mean, I want all of that stuff. So it's like hard for me. And it also feels, I feel weird saying those things out loud because of the state of the world. So like, I just kind of want myself on the inside to be good. Do you know what I mean? It's because I feel weird being like, well, I want this to happen or I want that to happen, because at this moment, it feels like I'm just so, you know, I feel like I have a lot happening and I don't want to be too selfish.
Selfish, okay.
Not selfish, but.
Okay, so let me flip it. Let's talk about intentions we want for each other in 2021.
Ooh, okay, good. Here we go.
So what intentions do you want for me in 2021?
Okay. So I have to tread lightly here. We are on live and this is being recorded. No. The intentions that I would like for you are to do less. To be able to say no, just be more focused on less things. I would like you to continue to realize how great you are and all the good that you do. And be a father with me by the end of the year.
Fingers crossed. Okay. I want for you to speak up more. That's my intention for you.
Okay.
My intention is for you, my hope for you is that you really say what you want and not be afraid to like come off to like, you're saying you want confidence, but I think confidence for you, like you're afraid to be cocky or like overconfident. And I think that being confident, like for you, is just speaking up. Like if you could just say what you want, reach out to the people that see you and know you and trust you and love you and say, I want to do this. I want this. I want to do this kind of work. I want to be an actor. I'm going to work on your film or whatever it is. Not be afraid to reach out to people and ask for help.
Great. I love that. I agree.
Yeah. So that's our, oh gosh, how much time has this been? 23 minutes. Okay. So those are our intentions. And then I did say my word is abundance. What do you think your word for 2021 is?
Decisiveness. Mm. Decisiveness. Yep, for sure.
That's good.
Because I'm pretty, it's not that I'm indecisive, but I'm able to make decisions, but then I beat myself up about what I've done or what I'm about to do, like terribly on the inside. Over like the small, like not even big decisions, like small.
It's true.
Menial things. I'm like, I don't know. What do you think I should do? It's like so ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I love that for you. I love that for you. All right. You guys are so cute. God bless you. Thank you. A kiss. Somebody, you guys are trying to request to join in. We don't know you, so we're not going to do it just because we are recording this. So I don't know what we're going to see if we actually let you in. Thank you. Hello, Venezuela. Hola. Great. So we're setting intentions for 2021. We're going to try to check in more often.
Check in more often with each other personally and just in the bigger picture financially and the logistics of life.
If we can get into a habit of this now, I think it's going to be so helpful when we
have a child.
You know,
and just to be clear, like we will have been married 10 years in April. And I think that we probably have set the intention not to really do a check-in like this, but we've, you know, gone through phases of being like check-ins with our finances. And so like we do discuss these things, obviously, but we have a hard time being consistent with like weekly check-ins or bi-monthly check-ins. And so it's good that we're doing this live and recorded.
Yeah, just have some accountability here.
Maybe we'll have some accountability and it'll actually happen.
The biggest challenge for me, let's just talk about why we've kind of dropped the ball on this over the years.
Why?
We'll set the intention. We'll talk about like, let's do these check-ins. But I'm very much the like scheduler, the A-type kind of person in a relationship.
Yes.
And it's pretty much falls on my shoulders. If I don't schedule it, if I don't remind us that we're doing it, then it just doesn't happen. And I start to feel self-conscious being a nagger, like I'm nagging. If I'm like, hey, we need to do this thing.
But so then go ahead.
No, but then on the other side of that, if we don't do it, then I feel totally victimized because we didn't do it and I'm super frustrated. So it's...
But then there's also this other side to it.
What is it?
Where we've talked about it. We say we're going to do whatever it is the next day at a certain time. That time will come. And Brett, I'm noticing, will be a little hesitant or not want to do whatever the task is that we've set up to do. And instead of me being like, you know what, we should do what we discussed, I'll give in to the way he's feeling and I'll just be like, oh, let's just do nothing. It's fine. Like, I don't want to. So I won't push the issue.
So 2021 will be different.
I'm speaking up. I'm pushing issues. Watch out.
What are your words, your intentions for this new year? Can you set an intention? Let's not say goals or resolutions.
No.
We're going to say intention so that there's flexibility as the year progresses because we don't know.
So you can't set yourself up for failure. And yeah, and also like who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. And for those of you on our podcast, we just want to say thank you for listening. This is our 50th episode, if you can believe that. So what a way to start the new year. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our weekly episodes. Take a minute and help us out by leaving a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. It would mean the world to us. And don't forget to check out Broadway Life Apparel. Our new designs are released every month. And on this podcast, we encourage you to love who you love
and love what you do.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.